All right, it's time for the Property Pulse here at 96.7 TSA-FM. Every single Wednesday, we talk with realtor Jackie Marano from Southernmont Realty Group, and she's in the studio right now. Hey, Jackie, good morning.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Fall is in the air.
It is. It's gorgeous.
It is. And over at Southernmont Realty Group is, what else is in the air?
Oh, houses.
houses are in
buyers,
the air.
Sellers.
I was looking at some of your notes. I'm like, oh my goodness, it's jam-packed.
There's a lot. And it's. I'm going to try and nutshell it because it's a busy market right now.
Is it right now? Is it because it's October or what? Is it just type of season maybe?
Well, you know, we've talked about seasonal changes. Mm-hmm. That happens too. So there could be a flurry at the change of the season. But, you know, there's a lot of listings, but there's a lot of buyers. Mm-hmm. So
yes.
It's good. It's pretty busy.
That's great then. Yeah, huh? Right?
Yeah. Right, yeah.
So what do you got? How many you got on the market right now?
Oh,
like a lot or?
Yeah. So in the region that we cover, which is really sort of all the way across Southern Vermont, and mm-hmm. we creep up into Windsor County and Rutland County. Mm-hmm. But if we look at Windham, Bennington, and like Windsor counties, for instance, mm-hmm. there are 677 single family homes on the market.
Wow. Oh my goodness. That's a lot, isn't it? That is a lot. To me, it is.
It's a good amount, certainly. Yeah, that's a good amount of inventory.
It is.
If you add, actually, that's just single family homes. So if you add in condos, there's like 100, almost 200 active condos for sale in that same region on top of that.
Wow. So we're getting close to 1,000.
Pretty much, if you
add it all in together.
Yeah. And if you, that's true. If you want to add in land too, there's almost in that same area, there's north of 350 mm-hmm. pieces of land for sale too.
Right. Now, is this because people are selling their houses or available houses that you're saying, like single family homes?
So these are active properties. So if you were in the market, this is what we'd be going through to see if there's anything that worked for you, anything that was within mm-hmm. your parameters you wanted to look at. Mm-hmm. When you hear these numbers, they're so much different than they were a year ago or 2 years ago.
I'm kidding.
So if you're a seller and you're hearing that number and you're like, oh, no. No, it's okay because there's almost half that many under contract. Uh-huh. So in that same area, there's like 366 properties under contract.
I see. Yeah.
So, you know, when you're comparing the two, there's significantly more on the market, but there's movement.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah. Movement is good.
Yeah. So there's a lot of good things happening for both buyers and sellers right now. It's pretty balanced. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're waiting for the right time as a buyer or a seller, and I know I always say, don't wait.
I know, we talked about this
but
before.
If you were, this might be the time
right.
to touch base with us and reach out and talk about it because there's opportunity for both. So don't be missing out.
Right. Yeah, because last time we were talking about getting things ready for the fall and selling, remember?
Yeah, and we're doing a lot of that now, right now. So this is what's on the market, and we have lots of buyers who are active. But for our sellers who aren't quite ready, mm-hmm. We're still working with them behind the scenes.
Okay.
We're still, it's gorgeous for photos right now. So.
Yeah, it is. Now's the time, right?
We've spent like the last 2 weeks, I feel like I'm a photographer instead of a realtor. Although we do have a professional photographer. I can't take credit for our photos.
Yeah, I know.
He's excellent. And,
right. But he can't be everywhere either.
Well, the last 2 weeks we've had him just about everywhere.
Oh, you did? So oh, nice.
We've got new listings coming from, all the way up as north as far as Springfield, all the way down to Stamford on the Mass border. So we've had him hopping. But for those sellers who aren't quite ready, there's still so much. Like we're taking photos now. Mm-hmm. We're doing like the clean outs and we're sort of planning the timing. So, if you're going to list in November, sure is nice to start with October photos.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, this is what it really looks like so people can see, not like the winter gloom.
Yeah, exactly. And I have listings that are coming on as, public listings in the spring. Mm-hmm. And nothing is pretty in May.
Yeah, right.
So we're really starting our back end of our marketing now. We took photos in the summer. Yeah. We took some foliage photos.
Good.
You know, after a fresh snow, we'll go out and take some new ones.
Yep, so, that's important. Because we don't want to see it muddy everywhere.
Well, you'll see it muddy in person.
Yeah.
But we'll show you how nice it could have looked, and it will look in the summer and the fall and the winter.
I like that part. smart. That's yeah. good. Yeah, so absolutely. Good.
So it's definitely time for buyers and sellers to pick up the phone and give us a call.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, get in touch with Jackie, you know, it's sovtrealtygroup.com, right?
That's it. You got it from memory.
I got it from memory.
That's the website, and all of our agents are on there, all of our listings. For this coming holiday weekend, we'll be posting all of our open houses. We have a lot of open houses, new listings, so check our socials, check our webpage.
Yeah, Monday's a holiday, right?
Monday's a holiday. In Vermont, it's Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yes, that's right.
So we have a three-day weekend, and the leaf peepers are peeping, and the realtors are opening houses, and we're ready. We're ready for a full weekend. This is like a...
Did you notice up north there's a lot more color than down in Brattleboro area?
Yes.
Yeah, you can tell, right? I was in Wilmington doing some radio stuff, and I didn't notice the difference up there compared to down here.
Yeah, and then you drop into some of these towns, and they're still green and mowing their
lawns. I know. Isn't that weird?
It is.
It's going in that wave. It's like a wave thing right now.
It is, but come see the foliage. All right. Come see our open houses. Talk to us about listing, about buying, and
If you want buying and selling, just go to our WTSARadio.com and listen to the past episodes, and you can just look at the title, and it'll tell you exactly what you want. You don't have to look at them all and read them all.
Just go
through, and maybe you're a seller and you want a special one and talk about selling.
Yeah, exactly. And there's some focused on buyers there.
Yep.
And if there's anything that you want to know about and we haven't covered, let us know.
Yeah,
because
we'd love to.
We're happy to talk about whatever people want to learn about for real estate.
All right. Sounds good. And you have yourself a great weekend, and it's going to get colder now, so you better start wearing your jackets out there.
We have nice embroidered Southern Vermont Realty Group jackets, so we'll bust those out.
Nice. Absolutely. Love those. All right. Very warm.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Jackie, for coming on the Property Pulse, and we'll see you in like 2 weeks then.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you, Jackie. Appreciate you. You have a good day.
You too.
All right. There goes Jackie Marano from Southern Vermont Realty Group right here on the Property Pulse at 96.7 TSAFM. Good morning.